Sure. Comrades, I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury.
And I'm Melody Sinclair. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. How are you, Red?
Melody, can I just, like, throw a number at you?
Okay.
7.5 million.
Okay, 7.5 million.
Dollars. USD. That's 1,185,000. In bison dollars. That's how much money America gave to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in 2024. The UNFCCC is, of course, the umbrella that the Paris Agreement is a part of, which America pulled out of. I bring it up because I have only just recently actually read the explanation for why. The mission statement that came out of the White House, it reads like an ultra-bronze Ken Maine trying to explain why he's better than you, even though you just won.
And who hasn't been there?
The point is, given the whining and the crying and the fuss that this whole administration has made over the cost of their participation, I don't know. I was expecting a staggering amount of money, but it turned out it was just a drop in the bucket for a nation sending so many billions of dollars overseas to foreign wars in Ukraine, in Israel, that even if I told you how much that was in bison dollars, it'd still be in the billions.
That's a nearly unfathomable amount of money.
But where there is strife, there is opportunity. Last week, Tal Clark, head of the Shadaloo Environmental Agency, stated that Shadaloo would cover the deficit left by America's exit, and then some, admonishing the American government for their decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement, quote, "We hope, as America continues to focus on itself, that it recognizes the rot eating it from the marrow out." Meanwhile, Shadaloo will not wait. The scaffolding will be built around the United States as the rest of the world works towards a better future.
Wasn't pulling any punches, was he?
American exceptionalism has never been so exposed and fraudulent as it has in the last decade, and the rest of the world is finally waking up to that. America acts like an authority on climate change when a not-so-insignificant amount of its population believes it to be some hoax or conspiracy. Shadaloo, we're one of the top 20 most clean nations in the world and rank second behind only Norway in terms of running on renewable energy. Turns out, Psycho Power, it runs extremely clean. It's evil energy, but it's clean.
And not to switch subjects so radically, but the Paris Agreement isn't the only thing Shadaloo stepped up to in the wake of America's withdrawal. The World Health Organization?
That's right,
because
Melody.
Because clearly the American healthcare system was built to take care of the citizens without any global cooperation, and the state of affairs where calling an ambulance for someone can bankrupt them is fine, really, and being beholden to one's employer for the sake of insurance is normal and good, right? Right? You've mentioned before that Shadaloo has universal healthcare, including dental. Because to you lot, teeth aren't just bonus bones that cost extra, significantly extra, to maintain.
It's true. We actually have a guest to talk about America's departure. He's second chair of the Shadaloo Health Council, Dr. Lazarus Kind. Dr. Kind, your thoughts on America's exit from the World Health Organization.
Dr. Kind?
Can he hear us?
He should be able to hear us. Dr. Kind?
Oh my goodness.
Apologies. I shouldn't laugh at the unfortunate decisions your country makes, Melody, but as much as I hate attending those WHO summits, America's absence will make them ever so slightly more tolerable, and we might even get something done.
Do you think?
No. You asked for my thoughts on the subject, and I gave them. If you wanted me for a full interview, you should have scheduled me for one. We're done. Things to do. We're done.
Okay,
Red, how about we get to this week's global exchange rates?
Alrighty, kicking off this week's global exchange rates, Great Britain pounds sterling to bison dollars, 0.199. The United States, US dollar, 0.158. The Canadian dollar, 0.110. The euro, 0.166. The People's Republic of China, the yuan, 0.022. The Mexican peso, 0.008. The euro dollar, Eddies, you might know them as, 0.321. The Indian rupee, 0.002. The Philippine peso, 0.003. And the Egyptian pound, 0.003.
I'm noticing a lot of fluctuations in the US dollar.
Well, these are unstable times for the American economy.
And otherwise.
Technically, it's about the same exchange rate as 1 year ago. There was a brief spike at the start of 2025 when the value of the bison dollar rose as high as 0.166, but it's been in a steady decline since.
You wouldn't happen to have the price of eggs and gas, would you?
Well, I prefer to cook my eggs in a bit of pesto, but yes. The average price of a dozen eggs in America is a single bison dollar and a gallon of gas, 49 bisons. Of course, here in Opossum City, it's all a little bit above the national average.
The rent isn't as bad as most of the country, but the price of everything else quickly negates that benefit, and then some.
Now, I was under the impression that these were day one concerns that would be dealt with already by now, but I've been here in America long enough to know that campaign promises are worth as much as the value of your declining currency. Either way,
we'll be back with more How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio after the break. Here's Guided by Wind from Soul Calibur 2.
Welcome back, comrades. You just listened to Guided by Wind from Soul Calibur 2. Now, Iteration 2025 is fast approaching. The second major stop of the Destiny is Destiny tournament season will be here before you know it, and we've got Samson Escapades with all the details.
Thanks, Red. The Starlight Arcade 2 in downtown Shadaloo City will play host to Iteration 2025 on the 5th of April. Headlining the event is the Destiny is Destiny tournament, but other featured brackets include Rivals of Aether 2, Blazing Strike, and Murfight. Registration opens this weekend and will remain open until the morning of the event. Spinning Cube Games creative director Oscar Chaya addressed DLC rumors for Destiny is Destiny in a blog post on the studio's website. He said his team was working on a massive DID update that will double the roster size. Chaya confirmed the first character would be a playable build of DID's final boss, MAU-122C, the Monitor Android reprogrammed for combat. He hopes this major update will be ready before the start of the 2026 season. In the meantime, Destiny is Destiny will continue with minor patches through the rest of 2025. Speaking of, the V338 patch removed Anong's rock bug. All instances of the word business are now spelled correctly. Dr. Sexy's High Knee is not only EX cancelable, it's now FX, GX, and HX cancelable. The fourth bar has been removed from the UI, but a fifth bar has been added in its place. The Barnes & Noble stage has been renamed Narns & Bobble, and many more minor updates. Check the full patch notes on the official Spinning Cube Games website. I'm Samson Escapades, Shadaloo City Shadaloo. Back to you, Melody in Red.
There's a lot of excitement in the local Shadaloo City FGC as Iteration 2025 approaches.
It's bound to be an incredible showcase of indie fighting games on a grand stage, especially for Destiny is Destiny.
Still, many in the community feel that the greater FGC doesn't appreciate or understand the waves being made. We have Max Adam for more on that.
Welcome back to How Much in Bison Dollars, Max Adam.
Thanks for having me on again.
Ever since the EVO lineup reveal back in January, there's been a lot of talk back in Shadaloo about the state of the local scene and its place in the greater fighting game community. The word snubbed has been going around quite a bit lately.
It's like, yeah, man, whatever. There are a lot of parallels to be drawn from Destiny is Destiny to the Shadaloo FGC. This small and passionate scene revolves around a homegrown game that the rest of the world just doesn't know about yet. But they will, you know? There are more players every tournament, more people finding out about the game. It grows, we grow. We grow, it grows. It's not gonna happen overnight.
Thank you, Max Adam. That was well said. The version 338 patch just happened. Any chances that might greatly affect your performance at Iteration 2025?
Nah, I can still 6 HP into Walk the Plankensteiner. I'm good.
That was Max Adam, Domain 2025 Destiny's Destiny Tournament Champion. We have a music break coming your way, and when we return, questions, requests, and dedications.
If you have any of those for us, now's your last chance to send them in via social media at HMIBisonDollars and use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD. But for now, here's Crowded Downtown from Super Street Fighter 4.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, and that was Crowded Downtown from Street Fighter 4.
Are you holding an actual letter?
Don't even have a butter knife? Yes, I am, Rhett. Someone sent an actual letter to the station. While you technically can do that, listeners, we recommend that you send your questions, requests, and dedications to us on social media at HMIBisonDollars and use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD. That's a much more reliable way of reaching out to us.
You got that?
Yeah, just... one moment. Paul Byers from Arlington wants to know how much a standard American $20 bill is in bison dollars.
There always been a sword in those walking canes, Mel, or did I just happen to catch you on Sword Cane Day?
What a nosy question.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, 20 USD, that's 316 in bison dollars. Now can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah. And this one from Blue Sky, Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club.
Definitely give a listen to the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The professor writes, is Suave Chatelou esports correspondent Samson Escapadas single? Inquiring minds want to know.
Samson's single now, right?
Wasn't he dating Priya?
No, I thought he and Priya were through weeks ago.
That was Linda. Priya was New Year's woman.
Right. The brunette with the thing.
Yeah, Linda?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're done?
Maybe? we have no idea, Professor.
And we've got someone on the request line to take us into our last music break. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Sup, Dougie J. Shadow City.
Oh, hey, Dougie J, you made it through again. Congrats. What can we play ya?
Brave Sword, Braver Soul.
Okay. Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2. Stick around, comrades. There's still a little bit of How Much in Bison Dollars to go when we return.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2.
And we're running out of time, so let's cap things off with February's Employee of the Month. Remember, this prestigious award is given to only the best of the best that Shadaloo and FGC Radio have to offer, and it's going to Tar Zangief in IT for deleting, let's be honest here, a lot of browser histories from a number of work terminals. I keep telling these comrades, you know, the work terminals are for work, but do they...
Congratulations, Tarzan Geef!
And enjoy your 25 USD gift card to Quiznos. That's about $4 bison dollars. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a man who could very easily plug an Ethernet cable into his router, but he's going to explain why his Wi-Fi is good, actually.
That's not what's coming up next. Instead, there are more great tracks and incredible programming coming your way. For How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, I'm Melody Sinclair.
And I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury. Gloria ad Pax by Sonica. Enjoy your day. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio is a How Much in Bison Dollars production brought to you by FGC Radio. You can follow FGC Radio on Blue Sky at FGC Radio. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio features music by Terrible Brosif. You can follow Terrible Brosif on both Twitter and TikTok at Terrible Brosif. The role of Red Meccano was played by me, How Much in Bison Dollars. You can find me on most social media sites at HMI Bison Dollars, or reach stage 3 and then win the last round with 5% or less of your health left. Dr. Lazarus Kind was portrayed by DX Kramer. They can be found on TikTok and Instagram at DX Kramer. Samson Escapades was portrayed by Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast. You can follow the professor on Blue Sky at Shujin Academy and on Instagram at Shujin Academy VGM Club. You can listen to the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Max Adam was portrayed by Captain Supreme. You can follow Adam on Blue Sky at Captain Supreme. Dougie J was portrayed by Faust. Faust can be found on Instagram and Twitter at SadBoyFaust. Special thanks to FGC Radio for broadcasting this show, and thank you, comrades, for listening to it. How Much in Bison Dollars airs the first and third Tuesday of every month, and we hope you'll tune in every single time. Thank you.